From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientific developments of the past few decades have yielded a new species of scientist, the entrepreneur scientist. Many people welcome the trend, but it's also raised concerns. These hybrid scientists often have a big financial stake in the outcome of their studies, and a top science journal recently acknowledged that this may create conflicts of interest. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Scientists pride themselves on their objectivity. They're loath to believe that their entrepreneurial ventures could compromise that objectivity in any way. Marcia Angel is former editor-in-chief of one of science's premier journals, the New England Journal of Medicine.
They do have a strange sense of exceptionalism. They believe that because they're scientists, they cannot be swayed by the things that sway everybody else in the world.
20 years ago, the New England Journal became the first scientific journal in the country to acknowledge that scientists, too, can have conflicts of interest. Angel says the journal began asking authors of research articles to disclose any financial interests they had in their scientific research.
The threat of biasing science is very real. Drawing conclusions that go beyond your data, or setting up the research project in such a way that you will find conclusions you want to find. In medicine, that's quite easy to do.
Angel says the financial disclosures were meant to send a signal to readers.
The message was, you should always be skeptical when you read a scientific report. But where there is a strong financial interest in a positive outcome, you should even raise your threshold higher. You should be very careful.
It was particularly important for an institution like the New England Journal to sound that alarm, says Tufts University professor Sheldon Krimsky. Journals play a specific and important role in communicating scientific knowledge as it evolves.
The journals are the gatekeepers of what we call certifiable knowledge. At the current state, where we are today, those journals represent our best knowledge of specific areas.
Protecting the objectivity of scientific journals has become more difficult and more pressing in the 20 years since the New England Journal first asked for disclosures. That's because there are many new areas where the distance between so-called basic science and its commercial applications is narrowing. Basic scientists work with biotech and pharmaceutical companies. They even form companies of their own. And universities have become increasingly dependent on the money those alliances generate. Charles Jennings is executive editor of the Nature Research Journals, among the most prestigious in basic science.
In many ways, that's a very good thing. A commercial incentive is often what is needed in order to turn a basic science invention into a practical discovery. At the same time, it's raised, I think, public concern that academics are not always as disinterested as has been assumed in the past.
It was only 2 years ago that the Nature journals first acknowledged that concern and began to require research authors to disclose financial interests. They were spurred to broaden that policy recently when a prominent researcher wrote a review of ways to treat mood disorders. In it, he praised three treatments without revealing his financial interests in them. Jennings says the Nature journals will now ask even reviewers to disclose financial interests. Those would include
consulting fees for companies. It would include substantial research funding, stock in or stock options in companies. It also includes patents and patent applications, which may have no financial value right now, but in the future they could have potentially unlimited value.
But, Jennings adds, it's not up to the journals to police the scientific community. As business and science grow closer, scientists and universities will themselves have to set rules to navigate the conflicts of interest. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.